Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. I'm happy to have you once more this morning. And I want you to understand that it is possible to have a blessed day. I have a story to tell you. Once upon a time, there was a great prophet. And this prophet was passing through a city, maybe going to do his mission. It is recorded that as this prophet was passing, there was a great lady in the land. She was rich. This lady was wealthy. She had money. She had substance. But there was something she was lacking. It was recorded that this lady was married to an old man, and because of this, she doesn't have a child. So as this old prophet was on his mission, the record shows that this lady perceived in her heart that this man must be a prophet. This man must be a man filled with power. So what he did, every time this man is passing through this city, he will always invite him to come and eat. Prepare a table. Call his servant. Make a table. Prepare him a meal to eat. So after time and time, as this prophet comes into the city to go on his mission, this lady keeps on doing this. So one day, this lady now spoke to herself and called his servant and said, "Look, this man has been passing through the city every time, and I perceive he's a man of God. I perceive he's a powerful man. I perceive he's a good person. Let's make him a room. Prepare him a table. Feed him whenever he comes to the city." So what happened? They did this and invited this great man, this old prophet. They invited him to their house. And what we discovered is that the prophet didn't say no. He said, "Okay, thank you." He took this offer and relaxed in this house. Enjoy whatever is being given. Then one day, this prophet came to himself and said, "This lady has been so good to me. What am I going to do to this lady? How am I going to bless this lady? What am I going to give back to this lady?" So what he did, he asked his servant. The prophet asked his servant, "Go and ask this lady. You've been a blessing to my life. What do you want me to do for you?" The prophet was ready to pay back. The prophet was ready to pay back. So when his servant went to this lady, he discovered that this lady has no child. He came back and said to the prophet, to his master, he said, "This lady has no child, and the husband is old. So what are we going to do? It's better you pray for her to have a child." He said, "Okay." He called this lady. After inviting this lady, he now asked her, that, "What do you want?" And for sure, what she really needed in life was a child. The man of God, or the prophet, prayed, and this lady had a child. And this is not where the story ends. This lady now had a child. And one day, as the child visited the father, he had what we call a headache, he had a very strong headache. Then, because of that headache, he died. This woman was so mad. But even though she was mad, she didn't take it as if. He didn't take it in the wrong way. Are you listening to me? I'm driving to somewhere. I'm taking you somewhere. all things are possible to them that believe. This lady now told the husband, because she was rich, the family was rich, he said, okay, can you just give me somebody to go with me? I want to meet the man of God. I want to meet that prophet. I want to meet this old prophet. I want to meet this old prophet. I hope this man didn't deceive me. Then as he was going to meet the prophet, listen, all things are possible. As he was going to meet the prophet, immediately the prophet saw her. He said, oh, something must be wrong. What is it? He called his servant and said, no. Go and meet that lady. Ask her what is the problem. The servant of the prophet, as he went to meet this lady, he asked the lady, is anything wrong? Is anything wrong with your family? Is anything wrong with your husband? Is anything wrong with your wife? With your child? She said, it is well. Is it well with your son? That was what the servant to the prophet said. Is it well with your son? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? She said, it is well. What I want us to understand in this place, sometimes when we have fallen into failure or problems, we tend to live in those problems. We tend to stick to those problems. We tend to become negative. You know, when you stick to your problem, what will happen? Depression, defeat. And when all this happens, I'm telling you, it is very easy for you to get sick. But this lady, although she lost her child, but she didn't allow it to take over her. Are you listening? How do you deal with your problem? Determines how your tomorrow will be. How you deal with your problem today. Like this lady, she said, it is well. He didn't start complaining to the servant. He didn't start. Her business was not with the servant. Her business was with the man at the top. She decided in her heart never to talk to the servant of the prophet. Only what she said was, it is well. It is well means that you are a positive-minded person. Your situation today, how are you saying it? It is well. It is well with my soul. How can you turn that situation to be a blessing? It is well. Count everything you see, like every situation you find yourself, just count it as joy. See it as joy because there's something you got, there's something God wants you to learn out of it. Do you understand? This lady said, it is well. And as he went to this old prophet, she now told her situation, told her problems to the prophet. So it is not everybody you tell your problem. There are people that is meant to be a blessing to you. He told the prophet that the child you gave to me is gone. He's died. He's dead. Then what happened? The prophet went with this lady and did the miracle. God passed through him to raise up this child again. I don't want to go deep into all the stories of how the prophet said the servant should take his staff, go to the child. No, I don't want to go on all that. But I want to say what she did was that she said, it is well. She didn't talk to nobody. She just went to the prophet. And what happened? She had her solution. The child was raised again. Now let's come to the reality of what I have for you today. It is possible to have a blessed day. This lady, her desire was positive. Her desire was this. If I meet this old prophet who helped me to have a child, who prophesied, who spoke to me to have a child, this same prophet can raise the child again. Her desire was positive. Her desire was strong. She had a burning desire to see the prophet, to see the one that will bring the solution. What is your burning desire in that your problem today? You can turn it around. You have been created as a winner. You have been born as a winner. And you are still a winner. Because you bear the mark of a winner. Do you understand? Her desire was strong. She had faith on who he wants to see. Like a great king says, I look unto the hills from where cometh my help. I look unto the hills from where cometh my help. Do you understand? That my help cometh from that one, the Lord, who maketh heaven and earth. Where is your burning desire? Where lies your faith in that situation? You can turn it around. The power is in you. The power is in you. How do she get that revelation? That you don't need to say anything negative, but positive. It is well. Whichever situation you find yourself, whether good or bad, is for your own learning. Do you understand, my friend? Whatever situation you find yourself, count it as joy. Because it is for your own greatness. It is for your own greatness. Someone like Napoleon Hill says, whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe, he can achieve. May I tell you today, that a burning desire to be and to do is the starting point from which the dreamer must take off. That burning desire. She had a burning desire. That burning desire to see that one that will help him, that will help her. That is the starting point of your turning around. What is your burning desire? You better begin to define it today. Because it is well. In every adversity, according to Napoleon Hill's in his book, Think and Grow, in every adversity, in every failure, there is a benefit. In that your situation you are finding yourself today, there is a benefit, my friend. You can rise again because it is your portion on this earth. You were created for a purpose. I want you to understand that the turning point in the life of those who succeed usually comes at the moment of some crisis through which they are introduced into their own selves. I'm telling you, if you don't pass through those crises, you will not even understand who you are. If you don't meet a Red Sea as your crisis, you wouldn't know it is possible to pass that Red Sea on a dry ground. If you don't meet River Jordan, you will not know that the staff in your hand, if you strike it, you will pass River Jordan. Crisis always introduce winners to themselves. Do you understand? You are a winner. You don't just believe that the life will be so easy. You don't just believe like that. Great people don't believe. Look at someone like Nelson Mandela. He was in the prison for how many years? Almost 27 years before he came out. He passes through crisis. Are you passing through crisis today? Yourself will be introduced. Those who pass through crisis are being introduced to the real self. Do you understand? The great men and the great women of today, it wasn't that easy. They passed through crisis. A lot of them passed through homeless. A lot of them passed through a lot of situations. A lot of them were ill. A lot of them were sick, but they come out victorious. So don't beat yourself, but dust yourself and arise. Do you understand? Dust yourself and move on. Move on. Because it is possible to have a blessed day. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. You are born rich. You are created as a great person, filled with potentials inside of you. So in every adversity, the seed of benefit. In every adversity, the seed of benefit. This lady knew herself when she was faced with this situation. When she lost her child, she now knows that if such a thing happens anytime again, she knows how to deal with it. It is well. And really, it was well, because the great prophet, the great man, the great old prophet came in and raised this child. The great old prophet prayed, and this child was raised from death. I am seeing your situation come alive again. I see you filled with life again. I see you filled with life again. It is time. It is your turn to shine. This is your time. Do you understand? Don't allow any fear or anything to hold you back. And this guy called John Bunyan, he wrote a book called The Pilgrim Progress, which is among the finest of all English literature. After he had been confined, he was confined in prison. I'm solely punished because of his view on the subject of religion. It was in the prison he wrote this book, this great book, the finest of the English book. It was in the prison he wrote this book, The Pilgrim's Progress. Go and read the book. Some people will keep that from the prison. You read a story about this great man called Joseph. He was in the prison. He was mesmerized. He was messed up by his brothers. They even wanted to kill him, selling him out as a slave. But he didn't give up. He didn't give up, my friend. You don't need to give up in anything. You don't need to. You don't need to give up. His brothers hated him. Your brothers are supposed to love you. Your family is supposed to love you. But they hated him and sold him out. They sold Joseph out as slave. Slave has no rights in any place, but they sold him out. And even sell him, they put and sold him out. They now sold him out again. So Orkney was sold as slave. Sold him out to a strange person, to a strange slave. They planned to kill him. Even inside the house, he was sold. Inside the house, Potiphar's house, it is recorded in the great book, Bible, that Joseph wasn't treated well by the wife of Potiphar. How sad it is, because he had good intention, he was thrown into the prison. Because he was falsely accused by the wife of Potiphar, he was thrown into prison, but he never gave up his faith. He never gave up his hope. He never gave up. All through these situations, he was saying, it is well. Okay, let's count it. He was thrown into the pit. It is well. This is a point of crisis. But he has a burning desire that he will make it. He has a burning desire that he will make it. And all three were saying it as well. Even in the prison, even when he was thrown into the prison, he was still saying it is well, but with a strong, burning desire that he'll make it. At last, he became a great man in the land of Egypt. You can become a great person in this life if only you believe in your heart that it's possible to have a blessed day. You don't take care, you don't use your time to accuse people. You don't use all your time or all your energy to restore people in your heart. Restore unforgiving spirit, all those nonsense. You got to let go. Let go and move forward in life. Some people accuse their parents, some people accuse their grandparents, some people accuse their brothers, some people accuse they have all these things are packages in your heart. Let it go and move on. Joseph let it go and moved on in the time of crisis. He forgave his brethren. He took care of them. He gave them a better place to stay. Do you understand? That is the attitude of winners. They don't allow circumstances to rule over them. Are you seeing yourself as a winner? It is not too late to make it in life. It is not. It is not. Be positive. Think good. Keep on dreaming. Solidify your imagination. That power of imagination will lead you to your destination, which is your greatness. Do you understand something? That's what I want you to understand today. That you are a great person. Someone like Helen Keller became deaf, dumb, and blind shortly after birth. Despite her greatest misfortune, she has written her name indelibly in the pages of the history of the great. Her entire life has served as evidence that no one ever is defeated until defeat has been accepted as reality. Even, I want you to understand, even when you are even somebody is disabled, I'm telling you, you are not defeated. You are not defeated. Look at someone like Helen Keller that was deaf, but her name has been written. Her name has been written in history. Keep on doing what you know best to do. If you know what best to do, do it. If you know that thing that gives you joy, do it. I want you to say there are carpenters, just carpenters, that have become billionaires and millionaires today. Furniture makers, carpenters. There are builders, masons, builders. They are billionaires today because they stick to what they know best to do. Do you understand? Do what you know you can do best. If it's to write, write. If it's to sing, sing. If it's to dance, dance. Whatever you know you can do best, do it. And you'll find favor in this life. Because whatever is given to you as you came into this world is for you. Don't copy nobody. Don't follow nobody. That is the problem we have today. We want to follow everybody. But I want you to understand. You are a potential. You are a great person. In the mighty hand of the supernatural, the mighty hand of God, you are a great person. You have been created well. I love you so much for listening to me this morning. Invite your friends, invite your family members, even in the office, invite your office friends, invite your colleagues at work to listen to something like this. You can turn your disappointment to appointment. You can turn your failure to success. Just know every situation, every circumstance, every problem can be fixed. The power is in you. The power is in you. Have a positive, strong desire to win. Have a positive, strong desire to take what that belongs to you. Have a positive, strong desire to achieve your goal. It will happen live. Don't say because I'm blind. Don't say because I'm deaf. Don't say because I didn't go to school. Don't say, no. There are people who didn't even go to school. They make it today. They are great people today. You just got to look in. You just got to identify. You just got to discover what you are meant to be, what you are called to be in this life. Someone like Stevie Wonder is blind, and you see he can play instrument. He can sing. These are people that are still alive, which you can learn from. What we are talking about is your mind, the window of your mind. When you see through that eyes of the mind, things begin to happen. The impossible become possible. Because all things are possible to them that believe. That's the word. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Have you heard that before? Your time is now. Your time is now, my friend. I'm so happy to have you today. connected with me and renew your mind with this music. Spend time with me. Calm down. People say, oh, because I'm divorced, I can't make it again. No. It can be fixed. Your relationship can be fixed. Some people have a lot of complaints. Stop complaining, my friend. There are good things on this earth that was created by God. There are good things even around you. Some of us are trying to lose weight. No. You can lose it. But calm down. Take it easy. And see into the realm of the spirit. Let your mind be calm and be positive. Have that strong desire that I will make it, no matter what. A great prophet said, oh, rejoice not, all my enemies. Though I fall, I shall rise again. This is your rising time, my friend. I'll see you again tomorrow. I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow. I'll speak with you. I want to be a blessing to your life. My greatest joy is for you to make it in this life. And you will make it. I will see you at the top. I'm seeing you at the top right now. I'm seeing you eating with kings. I'm seeing you filled with joy. I see you have a breakthrough. I see goodies coming into your life. And in life of the family. And in life of your relationship. I see families coming together with joy. In joy. Tune in again, 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. I'll be happy to have you. Remember, you are my partner. You are my disciple. We are friends working together to make things happen. It's a movement. Jesus came with a movement. Moses came with a movement. All these great people came with a movement. And this is one of the greatest movements, that it is possible for you to have a blessed day. Wherever you are, it is possible. I'm assuring you this. Nothing can stop you. No storm can stop you from making it. No, the power is in you. It is time for you to begin to use your tongue and command. Your mouth and speak out. Those positive things, like this lady, she said with her mouth, it is well. I'm telling you, it is well with you. Thank you for coming in today. I'll see you again tomorrow. I love you. My desire, my only desire, is to see you make it in this life. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. Thank you.